Let me say that it is indeed a pleasure to be sharing with you once again. I came here first in 2008 when I was just ordained. And now here I am again with you another time. The story, or it's not really a story actually, I know of a race that is run every year in California. The race from Death Valley to Mount Whitney. That's about 135 miles. And they have only the strongest athletes who participate in that race. And one of the requirements is that each runner must have a set of persons or cheerleaders that are going with them at every stage of the way. Of course, you can imagine that not all of the athletes complete the race, because the temperatures are soaring to about 120, 130 degrees Fahrenheit. And so many become weak and tired and are not able to finish the race. But there are a few who are able to complete the race. That for me sounds very much like the Christian faith. We are called to run a race of faith, believing in God, and we feel so empowered as the people of God moving forward. But when reality hits of how difficult ministry can be, it doesn't seem so easy anymore. In addition to that, you have some scriptural readings that are very nice. They sound so lovely. And we as preachers just love to preach on those lessons from the Bible. The readings for this morning aren't those readings. These readings would make you want to go into a small dark corner and curl up and cry because it's so gruesome. When you look at the first reading, it starts out very nice. I have a grand vineyard that's supposed to produce grapes, but towards the end of the scripture, we see where it's to be broken down because it's not yielding the fruits it's supposed to. The psalm isn't so bad. The epistle sort of gets worse because it's speaking about death and how many persons have died doing the work of God, but were not even compensated for their work. Need I even mention the gospel reading, which is perhaps the worst of it all? Because it's saying mother against daughter and daughter against mother. I know some preachers who would just love to preach that. I have come to bring strife. As a matter of fact, I know a priest who, towards the end, when it says, "You hypocrite," he would look at the congregation with such a smirk on his face. But I don't want us to focus on those negative aspects. I want us to focus on the fact that these readings are pointing us to the fact that no matter how difficult the road has been or will be, God is always consistent. God is always there with us. I'm going to show you how in a little while. I won't tell you right now. This is the way that I keep my members awake. I tell you what I'm going to do later on. But what I want to tell you is that just like the race that starts in Death Valley, we all have our group of supporters. People who are praying for us and bear us up in prayer every day. Some we know. Some will come to us and tell you, "I am praying for you. I am lifting you up to God. You can go through each day." At the same time, you have those who are praying for you who will come and shake your hand and tell you have a wonderful day, but you will never know that they bear you up in prayer every day. Where I come from in Jamaica, it's a urban city. Whenever I go to visit my grandmother in the rural areas, I can't sleep because I hear all manner of insects that are varying sizes and varying sounds, and they can intimidate you if you're not used to them. But I remember distinctly one morning, because you see, my grandmother is a very strict woman. If you speak out of turn, you get the right hand of fellowship on your back. And she would always have an aggressive word towards me. Stand straight, walk properly, and all these different things. But that morning, I heard something I didn't hear before. I heard her get down on her knees and she prayed for everybody who she knew. And when she reached my name, that's why I feel so special, she prayed an extra prayer for me. I don't know if I was a bad child or what, but she prayed earnestly for me and for what I wanted to do. And at that point, I knew that if nobody else was praying for me, my grandmother was praying for me. So if I can think of the number of persons who are praying for me, I can only imagine how many persons are praying for all of us in here. We have to bear one another up in prayer because there are difficult moments that we will face. There have been difficult moments that we have faced in the past. And perhaps even now, we're going through those difficult moments. But bear in mind, there is a great cloud of witnesses who are here with us and those who have gone on before who are praying for our strength. I have a set of young people who are into Harry Potter. And they were telling me that there is a scene where Harry Potter is supposed to go to war. And he had all of his ancestors and people who have died came back to him. And they were encouraging him to finish what he had started. We have that great cloud of witnesses with us, whether they're alive or whether they have gone on to glory before. But they are praying for us. Much like the race that I mentioned at the start, there are people who will continue to be with us, to guide us and to encourage us along the way. Because Lord knows when the difficulties come, we need all the support and all the love we can get. One thing I didn't tell you is that for the race that I mentioned earlier, the supporters who are there, some of them are persons who have done that race before. Others are family members who have come together to say, you can do it, you can make it. We have to have that kind of support as well, knowing that there are persons who are praying for us at every step of the way. But the gospel reading kind of points to where we ought to be going. Not mother against daughter necessarily, but it is that when we prepare ourselves for what God has planned for us, there are persons, perhaps even in our own household, who will be against us. When we say, I will follow Jesus anywhere and everywhere, there are persons who will say, that's a waste of time. I was 19 years old when I said, yes, Lord, I will follow where you lead. I decided to go into training at the age of 19. And there were people in my family who said, you wouldn't come to anything good. Here I am 13 years later, still going strong. Well, it kind of shows my age, but that's beside the point. There will always be persons who will tell you that you cannot make it, that you cannot do this, or you cannot do that. I'd advise you to listen to them, but prove them wrong. Because wherever God leads you, He will enable you. There are persons who will always be praying for you and guiding you. But the only thing is that you have to prepare yourselves, as I said before, for what God has planned for you. But how do we prepare for something that we may not even be sure what is to come? The answer is simple. Just say, yes, Lord, I will go where you lead me. Believe me, it's a lot easier said than done. And there are times when we will say, no, Lord, I really can't. But I found that God doesn't take no for an answer very well. Some years ago, or many, many, many years ago, when I was much younger, there was a situation that enveloped with my friend who died a tragic death. And I had problems with the police shortly after that. They kept asking questions and all manner of things. And I had to ask God to give me the strength to deal with them. Because at the time, I will confess, I didn't like the police force at all. And one day I got a call. I am Inspector so-and-so from this police station. We need a chaplain and we got your name. So we want you. And I had to go down on my knees and say, Lord, I don't know why you have done this to me. But I told her that I will think about it and I'll come in on Wednesday and tell her my decision. I got down and I wrote all the reasons why I was not going to take up this position at all. Very extensive list. When I got to the police station on the Wednesday, I saw a big poster put up. We have a new station chaplain. The Reverend Marlon Simpson, and he's coming on Wednesday to conduct devotions with the prisoners and with the police officers. I didn't agree to that. Been going 6 years and I haven't looked back since. Sometimes when we say, yes, Lord, I will go, no matter how difficult the road may be, we find that God encourages us and motivates us to do what he wants us to do. It is never easy. When we say, yes, Lord, it is as though mother is against daughter, daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and all the rest. Because when you say yes to Jesus, sometimes there are people who don't want you to do that. But do the work of God nonetheless, and he will guide you. There are blessings in it where people will come and bless you in ways that you never imagined. One night I came in very late, around 11 o'clock. And where I was had a big gate and a big driveway up to the house. And across the road, there was a man whose hands were folded, leaning up against the light pole, just looking at me. Oh, that's not a very encouraging feeling. And he watched me the entire time. So I sat in the car waiting for this man to go, and he wouldn't move. As I was coming out of the car, I said the Lord's Prayer about 3 or 4 times because I didn't know what his plans were. I got out, opened the gate, I drove in as fast as I could, ran back to the gate to lock it back, and this man came across the road toward me, and he said, Pastor, good night. I remember you. I said, I don't remember you. And he said, you were the only one who came and saw me when I was in prison and prayed with me, and I never forgot your name. Blessings come in ways that we never thought possible. There are persons who remember you for the good work that you have done in and through their lives. But to God be the glory, great things he has done. But when we say, yes, Lord, I will follow where you lead, we tend to overcomplicate God sometimes. Not true? We tend to make God look so much more complicated than he really wants us to think. I was watching a service and I prayed that day that God would never allow me to preach like that. The man asked the question, do you want to know God? And of course the congregation said yes. And he said, the way to know God is to understand that God is the mysterium tremendum of eschatological understanding, transcending humans, human beings, sub-beings, in trying to comprehend the vastness of the mysterium tremendum of God. I didn't know what, I had no clue what was going on in that sermon. But people were shouting and saying, hallelujah, praise God. I was wondering if I missed something. But it can be as simple as a simple word spoken to us. The true story is told of a man who owned a store, a little shop. And every day at midday, he would lock his shop, walk into the church, walk right up to the altar, raise his hands and say, God, William is here. Put on his hands, turn around and walk straight back out to his shop, open up and continue for the rest of the day. One day, William got very, very ill. He was hospitalized. And at midday, every day, William would slip into a temporary coma. And the doctors were quite confused. So they tried to bring in all the specialists that they could find, psychiatrists and psychologists and neurologists, trying to figure out what happens to William at midday every day. Because there's something neurologically wrong why this is happening and they can't explain it. And one nurse said, "I know how to figure out what's wrong with William." And so, of course, all the doctors were confused. "What does she know that we don't already know?" The nurse said, "I'll ask him." So she goes to William and says, "William, what happens to you at midday every day?" William smiled and he said, "At midday I go to sleep and I hear a very clear voice in my head saying, 'William, God is here.'" I want you to put your name where William's name is. And so I'll use my name for example. Marlon, God is here. And we need to remember that God is always here with us, because there are moments when we call on our friends and they're just not available. There are moments when we'll say, "My friend, come to my assistance," but they're too busy for us. Or like I know for some persons, we smile every day and we always go about shaking people's hands and always have a smile on our face, but deep down, we're suffering alone. It is in those moments that if we're still enough, we can hear God saying, "I am here with you." We need to remember that. That at every stage of our life, no matter what we go through, God is there. God is here. And He will help us in the difficult moments. Stand strong. Be of good courage. Hold fast to the faith that you have been called to believe in. And know that there are many persons who are praying with and for you, whether you know it or not. But wherever God leads you, do His work. Wherever God calls you to serve, stay there and serve. And if after a while He's uprooting you to put you somewhere else, just go along with it, because the Lord will enable you and bless you to do the work He has given you to do. There's a song that says, "Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere, everywhere, I will follow on." Very powerful song. And when we leave here, perhaps we will feel that encouraged to go out and to do the work that God has called us to do. But there are going to be, again, moments when we are questioning what God is doing in and through our lives. Another song goes, "Onward, Christian soldiers marching us to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before." But you see, when Christians encounter the real difficulties of life, we sing the song in the reverse. "Backward Christian soldiers fleeing us from war, with the cross of Jesus dangling on behind." But let us be strong Christians, standing in the faith of God, with a great cloud of witnesses who are cheering us on. That as we travel even through Death Valley, or as the scriptures say, the valley of death, we will fear no evil, because the Lord is with us. We have those who are cheering us on. And amidst all the people who are cheering us on, we will realize that all along God was in the midst of them as well. We never leave out God in any equation. We come to understand that in the midst of everything, every situation, God is there. May God continue to bless and keep you as you serve Him in whatever capacity He calls you to. No one knows where the Lord will lead them. But wherever he leads you, just go. Say, yes, Lord, I will follow where you lead. Amen.